With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Nearly 50 Christians have been killed in a series of militant attacks in Nigeria, in the villages of Benue, Plateau, and Kaduna. In late April and through early May, dozens more have been wounded and displaced, according to news reports. Militant Fulanis killed 6 Christians in southern Kaduna in early May, followed by 28 Christians in mid-May. They also killed 12 Christians in Plateau in mid-May. That's from Christian Daily International, the Morningstar News, and they're reporting in early May. USRIF, a national group tracking religious freedom, has advocated for the State Department to name Nigeria as a country of primary concern. It would position that country for targeted sanctions and other repercussions aimed at policy changes and religious freedom protections there. Baptisms, worship services, and small group participation all grew in 2023 among congregations affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention, while the recent decline in total membership among congregations slowed. The annual church profile, compiled by Lifeway Christian Resources in cooperation with Baptist State Conventions, details the annual numerical changes for the Southern Baptist Convention. Membership declined for the 17th straight year, dropping below 13 million for the first time since the mid-1970s. However, the less than 2% decline was the smallest in recent years. Southern Baptist congregations experienced increases in baptisms, average weekly worship attendance, and average small group attendance. Total baptisms climbed to nearly 222,000 people. In-person weekly worship services attended topped 4 million for the first time in 3 years, while in-person small group average attendance reached nearly 2.5 million. The world has many problems, from war to food insecurity to human trafficking. There are many problems. The greatest, though, is lostness. 59% of the world's population doesn't know that God has sent light into the world through Jesus Christ. More than 3,500 IMB missionaries and their families are trying to share this good news before it's too late. You can help. Learn how at imb.org. Mark Dance writes, "We may not have much control over when we leave this planet, but we do have a say in how we leave and the impact it will have on our families." He points to a statistic that says 55% of all Americans will die without a will or trust. That's according to the American Bar Association. He says almost half don't have any life insurance. He points to a scripture passage, 1 Timothy 5:8, that instructs believers to make sure to provide and care for their families the best they can. You can read the full piece from Mark Dance at BaptistPress.com.